We are on page 59. So yesterday we talked about Misha Yakir, the earliest time that one can make a bracha over tzitzis. And again, we discussed that, what that time is, and all sorts of parameters of that, I have to admit it. Now Mr. Green is back. Now Mr. Green's here. Okay, I made a mistake. He's here now. So welcome, Mr. Green. And the big shiloh is, let's say you made a mistake and you said a bracha on tzitzis is too early. Oh, whatever you thought was whatever time it was, and whatever. So do you have to make the bracha over again? So we saw yesterday the answer is no. Again, why? Because again, according to the Rush, again, the machlokes we've been talking about for a while, the Rush versus the Rambam, according to the Rush, if you wear a daytime garment, even if you're wearing it at night, you have to make a bracha on those tzitzis. So according to the Rush, again, so you made the bracha at night, but you were wearing daytime garments. You're wearing like talis katan or talis, whatever. You know, so that's a daytime garment. You were wearing it during the night, but according to the Rush, you have to make a bracha. So according to the Rush, you were yotza. So therefore, leave it. Now again, that's not saying you should do that. You know, you should wait until at least Mishiyakir. But here again, we're talking about Bidiyeved. You know, somebody did that, so then do you have to make a new bracha? So again, the answer is no. So that brings us to page 59. Yud Tes. Zman Bircha Tzitzis. The time for making the bracha tzitzis. Now you're going to say, what do you mean? We just learned that. Right? We learned what the time is. No, different time. We'll see. A different idea of time, I should say. So in Aleph, the Mechaber says, Tzitzis chovas gavra hu. Again, those into Lomdus. So a famous yeshiva charaid, there's two different concepts. Chovas gavra, chovas mono. In other words, is it an obligation on the thing, on the object, or is it an object on the person? So what's the afkamina? This is one of the most famous cases. In other words, below chovas mana. And again, it's not an obligation on the object. What does that mean? Shekol zman she'eno lovesh atalis. As long as you're not wearing a talis, pater mitzitzis. It's pater for mitzitzis. So I'll give you a very simple case, right? Somebody bought some tzitzis, a talis. Talis katan, a talis, whatever. And, you know, they want to put the tzitzis on themselves. Right, so so they can't do it right away. Maybe they don't have time. Want to do it when you have yeshiva das? So yeah, so you have the tzitzis, right? Like Mr. Green showed, right? You got the tzitzis and you got the garment, right? You got the talis, you know, whatever talis kan talis, and you I can't do it today. I can't do it tomorrow. Maybe when I have time, squeeze it into my schedule. I'll do it, right? So what do? I put it in a drawer, in a closet, something, whatever. So now the question would be, if it's a chova the mana, if it's an obligation on the object, so then you can't do that. You own a four-cornered garment, you have to put tzitzis on it. If you say it's a chova on the gavra, if you say it's an obligation on the person, so then I'm not wearing it now. It's an obligation on me, not the object. So then I could, take my time, leaving the zrizos and the midos aside, but right? So then, and that's what he's saying. So the Mechaber is saying, as long as you're not wearing it, as long as you're not wearing it, so then there's no obligation to ulefichak, and therefore, ein levarach al asiyas atzitzis, shem mitzvah ela belevishaso. So therefore, you don't make a bracha, let's say, when you do get around to it and do twine the tzitzis, make the tzitzis, so you wouldn't make a bracha on doing that, on the actual twisting, twining of the, making the tzitzis, because that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is wearing it, wearing a four-corner garment, that four-corner garment with tzitzis on it. So we make a bracha on the wearing, but we don't make a bracha on the actual making it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that there would be a case, it's an interesting case, Chas V'Shalom. We discussed this case before. Let's say, you know, wearing a talis, let's say, or even talis katan, and, you know, the one strings get stuck on the chair, you know, one of those types, and it snaps, right? So now, it's let's say, based upon the halachas we learned previously, since they're no good, you have to take off the talis right away, right? Unless it would be very embarrassing, okay. But again, you have to take off the talis right away. Okay, so you take it off, and it's not Shabbos, so you go ahead and you unravel it, you unfurl it, and you redo it, right? Like we said before, learned before. So then you would have to make a new bracha, but not on the tying, the twining, but because now the tzitzis were puzzled, when I put them back on again, I have to make a new bracha, right? But that's not a bracha like we were talking about before, a bracha of when you actually are making them, right? When you're actually, right? Like, for example, I don't know, a person might think maybe when I'm actually twining the tzitzit, I make a bracha when I dip something in the mikvah, I tovel something in the mikvah, so, you know, when I do a mitzvah. So the answer is, you're right, you do make a bracha, but not that's not the mitzvah. You make a bracha on a mitzvah, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah of twining it, maybe it's a lead-in, maybe it's assisting in a mitzvah, you know, not to say that a person won't get scarred for doing it, but the actual mitzvah, as we know the mitzvah says, is the wearing it. Mishnah Berurah and Dala brings up a very interesting case. If you look at Mishnah Berurah Dala, El Levisha, so the mitzvah of tzitzis is only in the wearing of the tzitzis. So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah Dala, Chofetz Chaim says, "V'hu adin b'mezuzah." It's always fascinating to me. If you just know Mishnah Berurah well, you know a lot of other areas like Yerdan, because somehow, right, the Chofetz Chaim only wrote on Or HaChaim, but somehow he spreads his wings out all over, which I guess you could figure from the Chofetz Chaim. So the Chofetz Chaim says that the same thing would be by mezuzah. Dekai Malan, because we hold Chovas Hadarhu, that the mitzvah of mezuzah, right? We're going into Yardah. Mitzvah of mezuzah is an obligation on the living, the person, the denizen. I like that. And yeah, but that's not as good as denizen. Right? Oh, whatever. You have to ask Rabbi Chapnick, which is. Mezuzah is a chovas hadar. I have a sefer at home about mezuzah called Chovas Hadar. Right? In other words, it's the obligation of the resident. So, ein levarach al mezuzah, ela rak kishu nichnas ladur ba'abayis tekef umiyad. The obligation of mezuzah is only when you live there. When you live there. Now, believe it or not, people ask me this, right? This comes up, obviously. The asu mamesh dumya de'atifa. It's exactly like wrapping yourself in the talus. How? Oh, keshekvar darba. Or if you already lived in the dwelling. So in other words, the case would be like this. Obviously, it comes up very often. Somebody rents a new apartment, buys a new house. Okay, shachian hatova, leave that. Right? Leave that aside. Right, but the question is, you know, sometimes whether an apartment or a house, you don't move in right away, especially with a house, you know, there's escrow and there's this and there's all sorts. But apartments also, you know, like you don't move in right away usually. Maybe you do, but in most cases, you know, like, I don't know, there's a week, a month, some, it could be the apartment's empty. You signed the lease already. Somebody signed the contract, they bought the house. Maybe it's even out of escrow. You own that house, right? Okay, there's a mortgage. Leave it, right? You own the house. But they're, I don't know, maybe they're fixing things. Maybe, you know, so the house is not ready. I don't know, whatever, right? There's a 5 million reasons. So you're not living in the house. So the Shiloh people ask is, do I have to put up mezuzahs? So here we see the answer is no. It's an obligation on the person who's living there. If you're not living there, so then the house is not obligated in the mezuzah. The same thing would apply the other way. Let's say a certain person has an apartment building or they have a house and they're renting it out. Can leave take down the mezuzah, right? But I'm not living there. Somebody else is living there. Let's say that somebody else who's living there is not Jewish. So do I own the place, but I don't live there. Do I have to put mezuzahs up? Okay, leaving aside the issue of what will they denigrate the mezuzah? Okay, leave that. All right. The answer is no. It's a chovas hadar. It's an obligation on the liver, not the kidneys. Or yeah, I knew you were going to say that. It's on the person, the denizen. That's why I was thinking of saying that by
resident.
Okay.
You can even see the word resident in hadar, right? The D and the R, resident.
Dalit. You think that's where it came from?
Mr. Cohen.
Dr. Cohen. Okay. So anyway, so the same. It's like the same thing here. So again, so the person again, they haven't moved in yet, so you don't have to put up mezuzahs. Now it could be that they do have to put up mezuzahs, so to speak, before they actually move in. Because if you store stuff there, if you put stuff there, right, maybe you didn't move in, but you know, like, I don't know, you're putting stuff there, you know. Okay. So then you're living there. I mean, I'm storing stuff, right? So so again, that's a big issue. But what I wanted to get to, so that's a very interesting halacha, besides, the fact that
you're there. Storage facility to store stuff in, you pay monthly.
I don't know.
And you're storing stuff there.
That's a good Shiloh. I never thought of that.
And you go there and
I don't think they'll let you.
Well, let's say the owners were Jewish and you. And they
right. Seemed like you should. Seemed like you should. If you never heard of anybody
some
doing
keeps
it.
Up there for decades,
I know.
Years.
It's very interesting in halacha, those type of places are called a muksa. Because they had a place
really?
Called. Yeah, and it's very interesting because the idea of muksa, one idea of muksa is I've placed it out of my consciousness. I'm not going to use it on, right? So it could be I'm not going to use it because it's something that I can't use on Shabbos. It's a pen, right? But also something that has no use. It's like something you put away. We call it the muksa because it ain't coming out of there. You know, it's gone, right? You know, it's very interesting. A multi-billion-dollar business, right? People rent those things and, you know, a Mashiach will come way before anybody takes anything out of there. Right, so Harry's saying people don't live in this storage, but again, I'm saying if you're storing things, even if you're not living there, that's considered like living there. No, but what I wanted to get to is, if you look in the brackets, the Chofetz Chaim goes further. He brings down the Birkei Yosef, Chay Mashma, Divrei HaMagen Avram, Lama'ayim Bo Heitev, the Ayin Sham Obe Magen Avram Birkei Yosef Chuas Rabbeinu Akiva Eger Subsequent Tests. Now, what's interesting is what is going on here. What's the Chofetz Chaim talking about? So it's very interesting, and it just happened to me. And that is, you have a place you live. You have mezuzahs there. Hopefully, they're right. They're kosher mezuzahs, right? And everything's fine. But you leave for a while, a number of days, or like I was gone for almost 2 weeks.
I was gone 3 months.
Right. Oh, okay. So great example, right? And then you got you had to stay in Eretz Yisrael because right long. So now you come back, Baruch Hashem. So no, the question is, do you have to make a new bracha on the mezuzah? Now, what you would do is, remember, like we talk about, they talk about that you would hold on to the mezuzah, like you hold on to the tzitzis if you made them, right? If you put the tzitzis on, or we discussed this yesterday, the mashmash. So you would hold on to the mezuzah, and you make a new bracha. Because you left this place.
I'm still storing.
You were living, right, but you were living somewhere else.
Still paying rent and still storing.
So the Shiloh would be, but you're not living there. Now I'm living here. So you have to make a new bracha.
Really? More than 30 days?
So he says, finally the Birkei Yosef comes out that you don't. And that's why you've never heard of this, right? But it's an interesting shiloh, right? You've left, right? People, I mean, this happens, you know? People go out and they are living somewhere else. I mean, like, again, even not an extreme case like yours. But say, even like mine, like, I don't know, my whole family was gone for, I don't know, what was it, 10 days? We come back. Now we're living there, new. Again, leaving the meals aside. But again, so that would be the shiloh. So the answer is that no, you don't have to. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. And Meretz Hashem, we'll pick this up tomorrow night.